Gender-fluid actress Ruby Rose, "I've gotten backlash for identifying as lesbian." By Ben Q on June 7, 2019. The gender-fluid actress Ruby Rose revealed that she received backlash from progressives after openly identifying herself as a lesbian. The Australian actress, who was recently cast as Batwoman in the upcoming series of the same name, told Entertainment Weekly that many progressives slammed her, saying being both a lesbian and gender-fluid was a contradiction in terms. "I came to the States to get into acting, and I couldn't even get a manager or agent. So I made a short film based on my life because I had the time to do it," the megstar told the magazine. "I put it online, just to say, this is something I wanted to do. And it went viral, which I didn't ever expect. And then I got an opportunity to audition for Orange Is the New Black because they wanted to have a gender-neutral character. But I've also gotten backlash. And that's when you realize you have to keep up with the terminology," she continued. "When I got cast as a lesbian in Batwoman, I didn't know that being a gender-fluid woman meant that I couldn't be a lesbian because I'm not a woman, not considered lesbian enough." Rose then admitted that the hostile response led her to consider making a new term for self-identity to avoid stepping on anyone else's toes. "My initial response was PFFT. And then I was like, wait. Let me just figure this one out. How do I write this wrong? Because if someone out there is upset by this, I need to know why and how to fix it," she explained. "That's when I sort of said, I'm a woman that identifies as a woman. I'm not trans. But if being gender fluid means that I can't identify as a woman at any point, then I guess I can't be that," she continued. "Maybe I need to make up another term, one that doesn't step on any toes. One where I can be fluid in my gender, but also a lesbian, because otherwise, I'm not sure what I am." The 33-year-old, who rose to fame from Netflix series Orange Is the New Black, has previously described her gender fluidity as a feeling like you're at one end of the spectrum or the other. "For the most part, I definitely don't identify as any gender. I'm not a guy, I don't really feel like a woman. But obviously I was born one," she told Elle in 2015. "So, I'm somewhere in the middle, which in my perfect imagination is like having the best of both sexes." Follow Ben Q on Facebook, Twitter @Ben_Q, or email him at q@breitbart.com.